Well, the NFL draft grew by one. Earl Bennett, the all-time leading receiver in SEC history. Nobody caught more balls than Earl Bennett. 236 catches starting right out with his freshman year. He was in there catching balls 75 his freshman year. In fact, he's decided to forego his senior year at Vanderbilt and enter the NFL draft. And he joins us now on the LastMinuteGolfer.com hotline. Earl, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thanks for having me.
Earl, let me ask you first off the top, was this something that has been a relief now that you've gone ahead and put it out there, or is this a decision that came right down to the last minute?
It's a great relief to have put it out there already and already move forward now and get ready for the combine.
You know, you're a guy that a lot of people felt, you know, held that Vanderbilt education high on the list for you as well. What are your plans for school in terms of finishing up that degree?
I definitely plan on finishing up my degree within the next year and a half. So I definitely try to get that done as quickly as possible. I'm going to try to take a couple classes this semester while I go work out also. So hopefully that work out for me.
Now, you know, I know you want to get ready for the draft and everything, and you got to do the combine workout and everything, but isn't there any way we can kind of work something out? You know, that team that practices at Baptist Sports Park, they need a receiver. Can't you just drive up there and play for the Titans? I mean, you know, we won't even tell anybody that you really were available. We'll just sign you as a street free agent or something. What do you think?
Yeah, man. Of course, I love to play for the Titans. I mean, it's right down the street from Vanderbilt, and I mean, I have a lot of supporters within the city, so I mean, going there would be great for me.
Well, you know, being that you're from Birmingham, Alabama, what team did you grow up pulling for since you're not really from an NFL city? Are you a Titans fan? Are you a Saints fan? Who do you like?
Right now I like the Titans and I like the Broncos, of course, because of Jay Cutler, the Broncos. And, I mean, the Titans are a team that's building upon, I mean, young players that's doing great, and they made it to the playoffs this year. So either one of those teams, but growing up, I really didn't root for a specific team.
Earl, this is Jeff Diamond. Thanks for joining us. And what are your plans now over the next month or so period before the combine? Are you going to work with some people working on speed, agility drills, combine drills, and so forth?
Yeah, definitely. I'm going to probably go down to Florida and work out and get ready for the combine. And I'm also going to hire an agent within the next few weeks to represent me. So those are the next steps that I'm going to take throughout this process.
Is there something particular you want to work on during that time? Are you going to try to do something with your 40 time, really, to crank it up before you potentially run at the combine?
Yeah, definitely. That's the main focus right now. Everybody want to see me run. So I'm going to definitely have to crank up my 40 a bit and just surprise a lot of people and just go out and run real good.
75 receptions in your freshman year, 82 last year, the big year with 1,146 yards and the 6 touchdowns. This year, 9 touchdowns, 79 receptions. Was it frustrating for you at times, though, because you had the situation at quarterback, different guys getting in and out of there, and, of course, everybody in the SEC was all over you. They knew that they had to double-team you and get over the top of you. Did it make it a little bit tough for you this year?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, whenever you play in a great country like the SEC, you got to know if you got some type of notoriety that you got to watch out for the double teams. I mean, that's something I got used to, and my coaches made sure I knew that it was going to happen. So they tried to move me around as much as possible so they wouldn't be able to double team me. And, I mean, the coaches did a great job at that.
Former Vanderbilt wide receiver Earl Bennett joining us on the LastMinuteGolfer.com hotline. And Earl, how much went into this decision? I mean, how much time did you spend talking with Coach Johnson and the others? Was it ever close that you were going to stay, or did you know pretty much when you were playing your last game that was going to be it?
I really didn't know. It was a long process for me from the last game until this past weekend when I came up and spoke with Coach Johnson, and we went over a lot of things. And I mean, we went over the pluses and minuses, and it really helped me out to clear up the picture. And I just prayed to God and asked him that he let me make the right decision. I feel like he did.
Earl, do you have a goal as you go into this process in terms of hoping to be a number one, hoping to be a first-day pick for second round? Anything particular in your mind as you start the process?
Just go out and give it my all. I mean, I feel like if I go out and give it my all, then I would do very good at the combine and throughout all the drills. So that's my main focus, is just go out and just give it my all.
do they give you the opportunity to talk to guys that are in the league a little bit before you make a decision like this? Because, you know, in the NBA, they have that opportunity for you to kind of test the waters and then decide to stay. How does it work? Are you guys allowed to at least talk to players around the NFL and say, you know, and get their advice?
Yeah, definitely. I've spoken with Jay Cutler, Javon Hay, and Amobi Okoye. I spoke with all three of those guys, and they kind of told me the type of process and things that you have to do, and just if you feel confident that you can come out and play, which they all felt like that I could come out and play because they have watched me, that I should. And if I feel comfortable, then come. But if not, if I feel like I need another year, then go back. And I feel like Jay Cutler was really a big brother to me throughout the entire process.
We appreciate you taking the time, Earl. We appreciate your career in the SEC and at Vanderbilt and what you did. And congratulations on a wonderful career, and good luck with this whole draft business. It's going to be a lot of fun to watch and see how it goes for you.
Thanks a lot, and thanks for having me.